before we adjourned a couple days ago. So Senator Saxok.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we take those portions of the forestry bill that I had, that we had laid on the table and what's the motion?
Withdraw.
Withdraw.
Senator Frederickson.
I think the comment would be there was a suggestion. I had seen this twice that we that dealt with rules, and so we removed that portion out of Forest for the Future. And is there a portion there that Representative Wagenius had requested? I can't even remember exactly where it is, but whatever that was, we injected in that, and so I think those were mainly your concerns, and so I would hope we'd be able to proceed with that. Oh, and on the wetlands for the future, of course, this bill's a little that portion of it is different from the House file too, because we worked with Senator Anderson and Mika and the Sierra Club, so we think we have something that's acceptable there too. Which part of it?
Which page is your revised version of the wetlands?
Page 8, I see section 11.
Page 6?
Page 8.
8.6 through 8.13, and Senator Anderson, that's what you and Representative Wagenius had worked out. Senator Saxog.
I didn't really work with Representative Wagenius on that, but I worked with Senator Saxog and is there another senator in the room? I forget. And a couple of environmental organizations,
yeah.
MCEA. Yeah, that's right. Senator Mitch and did a lot of work on it. And so, and MCEA.
Mr. Chair, Senator Saxog, is 84C.01 the conservation easement definition statute section, or what is that? Is that general
easement? Senator Saxog?
Yes, it is just a general easement.
The next section is page 3, section 7. That's the free entrance for children and permanently disabled veterans. Senator Rummel brought that to the committee. I think she had talked to Senator Cooper. It's page 3, section 7.
Right, and testimony before the committee, the veterans often the therapeutic value of getting out of the confines of their situation is very positive, and the research showed there was no fiscal note, and so it seems like a good thing to do. Came out of Senate File 3385.
Senator Frederickson.
Mr. Chairman, the next section is on ballast water. It's on page 8. Section 12, and we're going for another two or three pages. And that was in the Senate, that was sent to the rest of the bill, and it was passed the Senate. And I believe it was your bill, and yes, in the House.
And I did talk with Senator Rest yesterday, and she called the Pollution Control Agency. And the questions were about, you know, would this be different than their rules? And they said this would be consistent with their rulemaking, and they do not oppose this section.
Mr. Chair, we actually had this language in my division, I believe, and we had heard from the Pollution Control Agency as well that they were neutral on this, and it reflected pretty much what they were planning to move forward with anyway. So it was, we had a pretty broad agreement on it. Not total, but broad.
Mr. Chair, the next actually section 16, and it deals with ISTS and WEM. I believe it's WEM engineering design approval by professional engineers is required, and that this would say that it's less than 10,000 gallons per water per day. Local installers can approve. That's controversial.
Poppy and Sparks.
And Chairman, the next one is on page 12, section 17, the petroleum release notification. This is from Senator Gimmel, and it requires that they're handed them a leak in an underground tank, and it's being cleaned up to keep the local residents, the local community informed of what's happening. And the next section is section 19 that will require corporations who are using certain hazardous chemicals to continue to report them as they are now, not by the more relaxed new EPA rules. And Mr. Chairman, this has an additional interest because it turns out this actually raises some money or sustains some money going into the Pollution Control Agency and also the general fund that was not being tracked because this bill had not passed. And this was a Senator Chaudhry bill, and I believe it also had hearings in the House and passed the Senate. So it's from this section that we'll have a little bit of money to help the zoos that want to become accredited. And the last section is the repeater for the lake access.
Any discussion on the amendment?
Mr. Chair, was that the whole repealer? I'm trying to remember when we talked about that.
We had adopted part of it previously.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, then I would move to add to this to ask our staff to, from a spreadsheet of $33,000 to two zoos, the Lake Superior Zoo and the Little Falls Zoo, of general fund money, and that we're creating the general fund money here, which has not been tracked anyplace else, from that section on PCA. And ask our staff to incorporate that in here. And we have talked with Speaker Kelleher and also Senator Pogamiller, as per our rules.
And Mr. Chair, on that, do you have some language to go with that? Is there rider language?
There would be rider language saying that this is to assist those two zoos in getting accreditation from the AZA, which is a big deal. That goes to the care of the animals. It assists them in private fundraising, and it also would allow them to enter into breeding programs with other zoos if they don't have the accreditation.
And Mr. Chair, I'd like it to also say that it's a one-time appropriation.
Senator Anderson, it doesn't affect the lottery and lieu portion, so it's a one-time general fund.
I appreciate that. That's a good compromise.
Any discussion on the amendment? Anyone from the public want to provide comment?
Just very briefly, Mr. Chairman, just for the record, Tony Quillis from the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce. The last section that Senator Fredrickson mentioned, the Chemical Release Community Right to Know Act, our members don't have a problem paying that. We didn't object to Senator Chaudhry or Representative Moe's bill as it moved forward. It would go back to the old way of reporting. But to use the money for zoo accreditation is a little bit tough for us to swallow. And it's part of the problem when we talk about fee increases for permits at the agency. These are the kind of situations where we kind of pull back a little bit. And if we could use the money to help the agency move forward on some expedited permits or make them go faster through the system, we have no problem with that. But to go and pay for accreditations for zoos, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. Senator Fredrickson.
Mr. Quillis, we are not using the money that's going into the environmental fund. A portion of that fee is always going into the general fund. And it's only that little bit of money that's going into the
So it's to clarify, Mr. Chairman, it's going to be from the public safety portion from the general fund, not the environment fund,
right,
that's going to be used for the accreditation of the zoos?
Mr. Chairman,
thank you, Mr. Chair.
And Mr. Chair,
Senator Chaudhry.
Is it only a one-time expenditure?
Yes.
Chair, maybe
it would
be good to clarify, if we have counsel here, or Ms. Taylor, I'm not sure who would know the answer, but if these zoos are accredited, I mean, I can't remember exactly what the lottery and loo statute says. Does that mean that when they are accredited, that they are automatically eligible for that lottery and loo carve-out, or is it just the three zoos that are designated by law at this point in time?
That's Fredrickson.
It is just the three zoos as their name in the law.
And, Mr. Chair, the Lake Superior Zoo, if it's lost its accreditation, that's my understanding, is it still eligible this year for lottery in lieu?
Chairman, Senator Anderson, it is because it is named in the, in the law.
All right. Oh, I see. And, Mr. Chair.
Senator Anderson.
So this language, though, that was the House language. I see. We're not adopting that.
I was just showing it to you for the
language. Yeah. And Mr. Chair, I think this just kind of raises the issue. And, of course, we're all hoping the dedicated funding law passes, and then we'll have more money for zoos all around, and that'll make our job easier. But we do need to have a discussion next year about how many zoos we think we should be supporting at the state level and what level of quality we're going to demand in exchange for that. So, you know, I'm really supportive of making sure that we have those access to zoos for people around the state. It's something that people really value, I support them. But I don't want to be going down a path of supporting every little neighborhood zoo that wants a few dollars from the state to come and sort of claim the money. So we'll talk about it more next year and hope that it goes well, that this expenditure is well spent.
And Senator Anderson, I know the Pine Grove Zoo folks know that we've told them they'll need to come and make their case next year in the normal process. Any other questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Amendment is adopted. Senator Fredrickson.
I would move that we documents drafted with the conference committee report by our staff and introduce it as a conference committee report.
Senator Fredrickson moves. Any discussion? Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Motion is adopted.
We're done?
We're done. Is there a motion to adjourn? Representative Osmond.
Just a clarification in my mind, the rider language in will be in this bill?
Yes.
So that it'll be in the final draft. Okay.
Is there a motion to adjourn? Aye. Representative Osmond, your last conference committee? Representative Osmond.
Oh, it's not even 8:30.
You never know.
Wow.
It's got to be a record.
Get you on one. You want to be on a mortgage foreclosure conference?
I do want to. I